I'm just east of Montgomery County, which is where Dayton is located.
Okay, very good. And so let's go back a little bit, maybe before your years hit Purdue. Did you come off of a farm?
Yes, I lived in Clay County, Indiana.
Okay. And your mom and dad had a farm?
That's right, yeah.
Do you remember about how many acres it was?
176, and I left it when I was 15 years old.
Okay.
My dad became the agricultural superintendent at the Indiana State Panel Farm at Putnamville. You know where that is?
I sure do.
Yeah, he was there for a while until politics changed. I think he's there about 4 years, and he left while I was in Purdue, and when I graduated, I got an assistantship at Ohio State, came over and got a master's in 37, fall of 30, December 37, and so I got a job soon after that there in Yellow Springs at Antioch College, and Antioch was not an agricultural college, but it had a hybrid seed corn project. One of its alumni was with Pioneer in Iowa, and in fact, the sales manager out there, and he persuaded the college to start with an hybrid seed corn when it was in its infancy, and so it went on from there, and they needed somebody in sales and testing and so forth, so they hired me at that time. I was with that company just a little over 3 years. They finally sold the company because they began to feel they didn't belong in that project, I guess. Sold it back to Pioneer, or sold it to Pioneer, and they went on from there. I didn't choose to stay with them because they wanted me to do plant breeding work, and I wasn't inclined to be interested in that, so I didn't take a job with them. But subsequently, I started work with the Ohio Department of Agriculture in the fall, in the summer of 42. And I worked 38 years, retired in 1980, been retired since, and had a hell of a good time.
Okay. Now let's, what kind of, on your, before you left at 15 years old, you were on the farm, and
yeah.
And what did you guys raise?
Whole corn, soybeans, and wheat. And a little hay. That's about it.
Did you have livestock?
Yes, we had dairy cattle and pigs, and the horses, of course, and tractor. Unfortunately, only one tractor. And sometimes sheep, chickens. Kind of general farm, you know.
Okay. So as a young man, did you want to go to be a farmer? Was that your aspiration?
Well, I took vocational ag in high school, and it seemed to fit pretty good, and I was interested in it, and I was actually on some judging teams, and wound up at the 4-H Roundup at Purdue about 4 years in a row, and won some prizes up there, won a trip to Chicago International Livestock Expedition at one time from the Roundup. So, it was quite an experience, and our had a pretty good ag teacher. Didn't teach a whole lot of agriculture, but he had good stories about agriculture and kept us interested in it.
Did you find that back in the high school days, you're in VOAG now, and did you find that a lot of the kids were more interested in that than math and English, chemistry, physics, and the rest of the stuff? Or are you doing pretty well in your studies, both in all the areas, to get into Purdue?
Well, I wasn't an outstanding student, but I got by, and I liked other work. I even enjoyed mathematics under a certain teacher we had, and I liked English, and I was disappointed I didn't get to take shop in high school because in vocational ag we did some shop work, you know, but it wasn't like a regular woodworking shop.
You bet. When you were so you're in high school, and when you got to Purdue, had you taken enough classes to get right into Purdue?
Yes.
Okay, so you didn't come here with problems already that
no.
you had to deal with.
Yeah, I got along pretty good to get in there. Right?
All right. You said you won the Roundup and some other those other kinds of things, awards. Did any of those get you scholarships to Purdue when you came?
No.
Because you're right now into the, let's see, I was looking here.
I don't think they had any scholarships. I didn't know of anybody in our fraternity that had a scholarship, and there were some darn good students there.
Because you're coming to Purdue soon after the Depression, right? We still had the Ag Depression.
It was still, I came in fall of 32. And I tell you, the Depression was about as depressed as any time.
Yeah. And how did you swing the money to come to Purdue?
Well, I was lucky. My dad was working at that state penal farm job, and I only needed about $50 a month. So so it's a bit different nowadays.
You bet. So your dad was and mom were able to help you then.
Yes.
Okay. When you came to Purdue, what did you major in?
I majored in crops.
Okay.
And agronomy and the crop side. And I didn't major in that immediately, but I did pretty soon after I got going.
So that was your interest? Obviously, that's what some of your jobs later on helped you to do.
Yeah.
So you came to Purdue. Did you work any on the Purdue farms of anywhere?
No, I worked for the poultry department a little bit. I worked for agronomy some, and I worked for a neighbor next door, and I worked in the fraternity house.
All right. So
a little money.
So what did you do to, you know, you were making, what, 20, 30 cents an hour?
I guess something like that.
Yeah. Who did you work for in agronomy?
I worked for Dr. Cutler and one of his graduate students, I've forgotten his name. He was working in wheat. Let's see, what do you call that? Wheat. He would grind up wheat, and he'd make balls out of the dough and check fermentation time.
Okay.
Things like that.
And what did you do for them? Just regular work, whatever needed to be done?
Yeah, that's the idea, yeah.
All right, so you did agronomy and for Cutler, and who else did you say you worked for?
Poultry department, a little while. I did some painting for nothing in poultry work.
Yeah, so you did some painting in the building over there or in the chicken coops.
Yeah.
And how did you get these jobs? Just word of mouth?
Yeah, ask around, you know. And let them know, some of them were summer jobs, and just let them know I was available.
So you're here at Purdue, you're a freshman. Did you find the courses overall extremely difficult?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Did you find the courses awful difficult across the street?
No.
English, physics, chemistry, those kinds of classes?
I found one too difficult, and I just dropped it. It was quantitative analysis chemistry. And I didn't see that I needed that after all. I thought it did, but I thought I'd like it. I didn't know if I needed it or not, but I didn't like it after I got into it. And I didn't ever get a professor, and class was too big, and so forth, so I just dropped it.
Were any of the classes you went to, Lloyd, were there like, I'm going to say, an English class for the ag folks, or physics class, or chemistry class, where it was geared mainly for agriculture? Or was it a mixture when you came, was it a mixture of classes, a mixture of people from all over the place in the class?
It was a mixture, yeah, no special segregation.
All right. Did you make pretty good grades while you were here?
I wasn't proud of them, but I got by.
Okay. Did you ever get a chance to meet Dean Skinner?
Yeah, I'd met him, but I never got really a chance to talk to him person to person, you know. And I, of course, heard him at meetings once in a while.
Do So what was your impression of those few times that you met him? Any lasting impressions?
Nothing very outstanding. He was pretty self-reserved and didn't have too much to say except when he had to be serious about something.
Was his voice low or high? Do you remember that? Or his demeanor when he gave a presentation, do you remember anything about that? Not what he said, but how he said it?
No, I don't. Unfortunately, I don't. I think his voice was not unusual, so...
So not...
I probably remember.
So it wasn't loud or low or nothing. He just... When he spoke, did he speak like he was the boss or authority?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
It was policy he was talking about, you know,
Did he have a sense of humor those few times that you saw him or not?
I wasn't impressed by it.
Okay. Do you remember where his office was at?
Well, I think it was in the experiment station building.
Yep, he had one there, and he had one in Findlay Hall.
I suppose he did, but I never noticed it.
So he had one in the experiment station building.
I guess so.
Okay. So as a freshman then, as a freshman, did you have to take livestock, any of the livestock classes?
No, and I had no connection with livestock or poultry classes. The only connection with poultry I had was I was on a poultry and egg judging team, which we won at the 4-H Roundup, which took us to Chicago. And so I got acquainted with those people, and then there was a Purdue Egg Show every year during the Roundup time. And they had to have a chairman, and I was elected chairman of that Roundup egg show, which didn't mean anything because I think the professor did most of the work of setting it up, you know. But
you're in high school at that time, is that right?
Yeah.
For the Roundup.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you're moving through your. Do you remember anything at all? About something called the Little International, and it was okay.
Didn't have that then.
When you went to Chicago to the livestock exhibition, do you remember much about that? I assume you went, right? You want a trip to Chicago to the livestock event?
Yeah. We went up as a team. We had a judging contest up there.
You went on a train, or did you drive up?
Can't remember.
Okay.
Probably drove up.
And what do you remember about that? Much of anything?
Well, the hotels were awfully nice, I thought, along the lake, you know, Stevens Hotel and so forth, Palmer House. The livestock shows were good. We toured a livestock slaughterhouse. That was rather outstanding. And banquets, I guess that, you know, not too much else and outstanding, I guess, except just watching the shows. And
do you remember ever watching any of the Purdue entries while you were there?
No.
Okay, or the students from the Purdue team. So you're at Purdue, and did you live in the dorms, or did you...
I was in a fraternity at Alpha Gamma Rho.
Okay, and I just spoke to them.
Oh.
Yeah, they just had their meeting here a couple Sundays ago, so...
Oh.
On Purdue history, so it's a small world.
Yeah.
So as you're going through, was there any professors that you still remember today that you thought taught a pretty good class, or...
That
was really good.
All the Purdue professors I had were pretty good, and I didn't learn much from some of them, I'm afraid. But
was there a couple that stand out to this day, name wise?
Yeah.
That were good. Let's just say that way. That were.
I like Beetle Montgomery.
Okay.
He was an entomologist. He called him Beetle because he was in entomology, you know.
That's a great name.
I took a summer course under him, and that was very good. I liked Dr. Cutler. He was my advisor. and we got along just fine. And Robin, I don't know if his name was Fred or what, but they called him Cocky Robin.
Yep.
And he was a pretty good teacher. And
did you have Wayanko? Was he there or already?
Wayanko, yeah. Yes. He was here, but I never had him in class.
I don't know if he was teaching at that point or just being an administrator, department head.
I think he was in soils more than crops.
When you had your classes there, whether it's labs or regular agronomy classes, were they pretty strict about you showing up?
Not necessarily. We always, everybody made the classes.
Okay.
We didn't take a day off, you know.
Yeah. Did any of your friends ever get in trouble on their grades and they talk about their experiences of having to deal with that?
No, one of them had trouble with something and he got a little behind, but he did graduate with us. And that's the only incident I know of. Everybody else seemed to make grades pretty good.
Did you feel like you were being watched? Did you feel like there was just the expectation you were just going to do well and that's just all there was to it?
Well, that's about it, yeah. No, I wasn't watched, no. I never knew of it, if I knew what.
So you, something different that you do that you did then that they don't do now is you were still doing an undergraduate thesis, is that right?
Yeah.
And what was your thesis on?
God, I don't know if I can remember that. Let's see. I sure can't remember the title, or I'm afraid I can't even tell you much about the content. I think I did a good job of forgetting about that one and was more concerned with the master's thesis at Ohio State.
Yep.
And that was a statistical thesis. And that was quite an experience.
How come you didn't stay here at Purdue for your thesis?
Well, I didn't know of anything available there, and I was offered a scholarship an assistantship, rather.
Yep.
At Ohio State, and I thought it would be interesting to go to another school anyhow.
You bet, because back then there was not a lot of assistantships available here at Purdue, is my understanding. So,
never heard of any.
Yeah, and so in your particular case, then you were offered basically money to go to school.
Yeah. $50 a month.
Yeah, and so that's what you—that's what your dad. So you just swapped out your dad's money. So that was that was enough to entice you to leave, right?
Oh yeah.
Was there any effort made to keep you here? You remember?
And whatever. I think they were glad to get rid of me.
Okay. So then, so you went there. Let's see. When you went to Ohio, was Professor Plum still on staff, or is he already gone? Do you remember a Charles Plum?
P-A-L-M?
P-L-U-M-B. No, he was livestock, so you would not have...
There was a hall name for him.
That's correct. That's the man I'm talking about, but
yeah.
He
was gone, I think.
Okay. Where did you... When you graduated here with your B.S. degree, where did you graduate... What was the building you graduated in?
What building?
When it came time for graduation, did you go any place for graduation?
We had a commencement ceremony.
Yep, and that's what I'm asking.
And let's see, it could have been Fowler Hall, I'm not sure. Where else would it have been?
My history on this is a little bit weak. It could have been the Elliott Hall of Music. They were building it somewhere around that time.
I wasn't up yet.
Okay, so you're going to... So it might have been Fowler or the Armory?
Let's see. Our class of 36 was not too big. I was just looking at the a list of the students, and I don't know how many graduated, but I think they could have all been Fowler Hall, necessary.
Okay. Do you think, and I'm gonna ask the question, almost answer it. I can't see. It looked like at some of these graduations, Lloyd, they would maybe the dean would be in front of a march. You guys would march too wide, I guess, and you would march across campus to go to graduation. Was that in your? You remember doing that on graduation day?
No, we didn't do that.
So you basically met at the building, and then they lined you up.
Yep.
Was your mom and dad in attendance?
Oh yes.
And did you walk across the stage, or was that? Did they have a stage for you to walk across?
I think we walked across. Yeah. Why I can't remember the building, I'm not sure, but maybe it was the armory. I don't think of any place as an alternative, do you?
No, because you've hit all of them, and I don't know when Fowler at one time was it, and then the armory, which must have been a huge ceremony, because it looks huge in the picture. So, can you describe to me, in one of the letters that I read between Skinner and another person, and I think you mentioned it, Skinner was told to take his black rag doll home. You remember in agronomy something about black doll, something you put corn in, and does that ring a bell to you at all?
Are you saying DOG?
Yeah, black doll. It was something you put seeds of corn in some sort of a cloth, and you looked for germination.
Oh, rag doll.
That's it, rag doll. I've got the
germinated corn.
So how did that work, Lori?
Well, my dad used to do it on the farm. I saw him do it there. By the way, he was a Purdue grad, 1909, and he would come up to winter meetings and from Brazil, or we lived in a little town called Centerpoint below Brazil, Indiana.
Okay.
And about 75 miles or so. So he was up there once in a while and got acquainted, he knew the professors. And he knew about ragdoll testing. And
how did that work? What?
You shelled some corn. Wrapped it up in a cloth, a damp cloth, and let it germinate in a warm spot. And whatever started sprouting was okay, So he could tell whether his ears were not diseased or anything.
So you just did a representative sample of that to kind of get a sense of how well these things could germinate?
That's right, yeah.
All right. Now, this is before, was this before before hybrid corn?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it was. Hybrid corn started about the lower 30s, someplace, at Ohio State. It got started a little earlier, maybe, than at Purdue, because when I got over there in 36, it was a program ready to really take off like a rocket. And I spent the summer of 37 visiting farmers who were trying to produce it. I went to almost every county in the state that summer to teach them a little bit about technique and so forth. So after that, the commercial people got going bigger and bigger, and before that time, there was hardly any commercial production of hybrid seed corn, but 37 was the year of the change.
Okay. Do you remember going to you or your dad, or maybe going with your dad, to any farmers' institutes or special extension programs out in the state?
Yeah, I didn't in Indiana, but I did in Ohio.
Okay.
They had farm institutes and range halls and so forth, and I spoke at a few of those after getting here in corn work here at Antioch College. So, there's a lot of interest in it, and My job was to build a sales organization here, and so I got around over the state quite a bit the second time.
You bet. So, so if you remember, if I'm on the street that runs through Purdue, State Street, Highway 26, whatever you, let's call it State Street.
Yeah.
And I am facing south or toward the ag side of stuff. Do you remember much about what it looked like at the time? Was it lots of buildings or just a handful of buildings?
Well, the experiment station building was there, an ag hall next to it, and beyond that was Smith Hall, dairy.
Yep.
And poultry department had, they had, I'm not sure, they, a little farther west and across the road.
That's right.
Building. Yeah. But I don't know where they're, I guess I don't remember. I guess their office was on the north side.
That's correct. They were the only, I'm not sure it's true, but they were probably the only group of on the School of Ag to be on the north side.
Yeah.
That little piece of ground there. Do you remember any having any orchards on the Purdue farms? Maybe apple orchard or something, or a fruit orchard of some kind?
No, but I took a horticulture course just as a matter of interest under, I can't think of his name either, at one time, and I got a sense there was an orchard out west, but I never saw it.
Okay.
And my work, my course was more with vegetables than anything else.
When was the streetcar still running at the time when you were here?
Oh, yeah.
And
5 cents.
So, 5 cents would take you where? Anywhere you wanted to go?
Yeah.
What did you, what did the boys do for fun back in those days? On the weekends, did you go home or did you stay here?
Oh, we stayed here. Some of them would chase girls.
Yeah.
The rest of us studied and worked. Yeah. And there was often a mixer at the union. It cost a dollar. And that was pretty good if you had a girlfriend.
That's a lot of money, though, a dollar. That, I mean, if a nickel would ride a... So that nickel could just take you down into Lafayette or just...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I wonder,
anywhere.
Do you remember, actually pretty good, do you remember how that thing, it would run down 26th Street by the farm, or down 26th Street, and it would have to turn around somewhere, right?
It came down University Street.
Okay.
And turned to end and just went on back. And, you know, they had trolleys at each end of the car. And then it went up to State and went back to Lafayette. That was about it.
So it just made like a big square, rectangle or square or whatever.
Well, just a one line, and with a right angle turn at State Street, you know, and then back again.
Okay.
I don't know what happened clear at the other end. I never did go clear as to the east end.
That was probably another nickel's worth.
Yeah.
So, what else we have here? Did you ever meet Professor Latta?
No. No, I think he was alive when I was there, and had retired sometime before. Didn't hear much about him. The name, I just heard the name occasionally, you know.
Okay. Is anything at all that I should have asked that you're surprised I didn't ask, Lloyd, or anything on maybe classes? Did you enjoy your stay here? Did you? I'm trying to think of. Was there anything that I did not ask you that I should have asked?
I'll have to think. I don't think so. I enjoyed the college experience very much, and I think, actually, I'm sorry to leave, but I was happy at Ohio State, no disappointments there, and I lived in the fraternity over there for a while, so, you know, kind of felt at home.
You bet.
And,
do you have any of your grades from the time you were here? And I don't know what they, it's almost like a grade sheet. Do you remember any of the grade semester grades?
Oh, they never did get a... Let's see, the top grade was an H, I believe.
That's correct.
I never did get one of those. I don't know where that began and left off, but it was out of reach for me, but I'd get an A once now and then.
I never understood how they got H's anyhow. It's kind of unclear how you got one, but I know that a few people got them, but I didn't, you know. Did you graduate with honors?
No. Just ordinary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can't think
of... I don't know that they used that designation. I didn't hear of it at the time.
Okay. Anything else, Lloyd, that comes to mind? This has been good for me, so I appreciate you doing this. Anything else? Did you ever visit any of the Purdue farms? Did you ever have a chance to go to the agronomy farm over in town?
No.
Okay.
Did.
Okay.
I don't know why. I worked for, as I told you, the house next door, and it was occupied by Mr. Rush, who had a metal fabrication company.
Okay.
Purdue developed what they called a trash shield for a moldboard plow, and usually it was a two-bottom plow at that time. And this shield was covering the turning furrow, turning slab or whatever it's called, to bury the corn stalks. That was the way they got rid of corn borer. Well, they developed this shield, and Rush manufactured it, and he gave me a job of demonstrating it. And I didn't have a tractor and plow, and so when somebody wanted to see it in operation, or a county agent got a group together, you know, they got the trash shield over there and showed how it worked, and it worked very well. But I don't know why it didn't go over very big, but I don't think it did. And of course, I left the town. I left town there pretty soon after that. That was one experience, a little bit different from college. And there's not too much else, at least that I'd want to talk about.
No, this is good. Well, I think that addresses my questions then, and that for me, and if I come up some more, Lord, I'll give you a call, but you've done it, so what we'll do is we'll make this available, this conversation. We'll make it into an electronic file, and then people then will be able to hear our conversation along. I'll have about a dozen of these when it's all said and done.
Oh,
and so when people are reading a book, there's a way now they with their phones, they can scan something, and we'll get them to a website, and there you'll be with your voice.
Now, are you issuing a printed material?
Oh, yeah, there will be a book that will have your stuff in it to get you to this conversation. And I will make sure that you guys all get a book when it's all said and done.
Oh, well, I'd be glad to get one.
I will have it, and we'll be making a phone call, getting the address and all that when it comes time. So I will be happy to do that, and that's on my list already. So,
well, Fred, you told me what department you're in, and I've forgotten already.
Well, I'm actually in the botany department, but I work across the campus. So I'm the guy that works with pesticides, manure, fertilizer, a lot of stuff with DOT regulations for farmers and those kind of things, tanks, poly tanks, and the big tank storing materials and fuel, and a lot of mine is input, so the inputs into the farming business.
I see. That's great. Well, that's a lot of information I need once in a while. I'll probably call you up and ask you a question.
Well, you got it. No, not it's, fair is fair. All right. Well, this works well, Lord. I do appreciate it.
Now, do you do teaching?
Nope. I am one of the last of the 100% extension people.
Oh, you are? I see. Well, you travel a lot?
That's all I do. I travel all over the place, and again, I still do kind of like what you did with the Farmers Institutes. Now we just have extension agents that put them on, and they invite me there to speak in front of crowds. So that's pretty much what I do, just kind of what you were doing, you know, back in your day.
Have you lost many extension agents?
Quite a few. You know, it's still a pretty good job, but it's a very demanding job now.
Yeah.
And you know, needing lots of skill to do those jobs. But yeah, we do pretty good holding on, I guess.
Good. We've lost our county agent here, but women are running the show somehow. Mostly horticulture.
Yes. Well, Ohio had a pretty bad time with their extension people. You know, they had some real budget problems. So
yeah.
I know they had a real good downsizing. And so, you know, we didn't go through that here.
That's good.
All right.